Rosanna Arquette shares recall George Gascon pick after Soros-backed DA goes light on sex assault of 10-year/0. By David Ng on January 23, 2022. As violent crime continues to surge in Los Angeles, a prominent left-wing Hollywood star is adding her support to the effort to recall the county's far-left, Soros-backed district attorney, George Gascon. Rosanna Arquette shared an image from the Recall George Gascon effort on social media Wednesday, a screenshot of an Instagram post by former Beverly Hills Mayor Lily Boss. "I am all in," Boss wrote. "Recall DA George Gascon." The caption displayed under a photo of Gascon next to a graphic reading, "2022, the year we recall George Gascon." The effort is seeking to collect the nearly 580,000 signatures needed to trigger a recall election. If successful, a recall election would likely appear on the November 2022 ballot. It is at least the second recall effort against Gascon, a first one fell short. The current campaign has received a boost following a case involving the 2014 sexual assault of a 10-year-old girl by a transgender individual. The defendant, who pleaded guilty, will likely only serve a short sentence due to Gascon's maneuvering. The recall campaign describes itself as a nonpartisan effort to hold Gascon accountable for his failure to protect local communities thanks to his reform agenda, which is actually a soft-on-crime approach that has stoked a surge in homicides and other violent offenses. This month, a suspect was charged with fatally stabbing 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer in the furniture store where she worked on La Brea Avenue in a separate incident. A homeless man allegedly killed a nurse, Sandra Shells, just outside Union Station in downtown L.A. Killings have impacted some of L.A.'s wealthiest enclaves. As Breitbart News reported, Jacqueline Avon, the wife of famed music executive Clarence Avon and mother-in-law of Netflix's Ted Sarandos, was killed in a home invasion robbery in December in her exclusive Beverly Hills neighborhood. Her alleged attacker was released from state prison in September on parole supervision after serving his second multi-year sentence. Gascon blamed the system for Avon's murder. Homicides in the city of LA surged to their highest level in 15 years in 2021, the first year of Gascon's tenure as county DA. Democrats enthusiastically backed Gascon during the 2020 election, with an endorsement from the Los Angeles Times. Gascon, who received campaign funding from the networks of billionaire George Soros, promised to enact criminal justice reform, which has included a refusal to prosecute a range of crimes such as trespassing, resisting arrest, drug possession, and making criminal threats. His policies have also eased sentences for murder suspects, including a refusal to seek the death penalty. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.